Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whenever you're listening to this podcast. This episode is actually a pretty darn unconventional one. We've never done one like this before. You may hate it, you may love it, I'm not sure, but I'm heading to the airport right now. This kind of is, I guess this isn't the kickoff. I was in Tahoe with my wife a week and a half ago, then we had carrot camp last week, and then I'm heading to San Francisco right now for a week to spend some time with my coach and a mastermind that I'm in. Because you got to always be getting coached up, y'all. No matter what level you are, there's always someone that can help you get to the next level. And the next flight to Charleston, South Carolina. And my wife flies into San Francisco Friday. We fly to Charleston together. And for my mastermind that I've been doing with my former business partner, Patrick Riddle, for about a decade now. And so got a lot going on. Then I go speak in North Carolina and in Tampa in October. But the reason I'm saying this is, we recorded a little bit of a conversation, a side conversation, Friday this last week, the week of Carrot Camp, with my team. And there were a couple of our guys from out of town, from out of state, one of them from Delaware, one of them from Philly, and a few local guys. We were just kind of chatting. And one of our Carrot Camper attendees, Bo Hollis, crushes it, does tons and tons of deals, well over 100, 150 deals a year. He brought an amazing, amazing bottle of whiskey, of bourbon, to some Woodford Reserve. This particular bottle you can only get there in Kentucky. Lives in Louisville. So appreciate the heck out of it, Bo. We cracked the bottle open. We sipped a little bit of whiskey and we chatted for half an hour, kind of decompressing Carrot Camp week. Also talking about business culture, company culture, the perspective from some of these employees of Carrot, some of these team members, their perspective of culture and why they joined Carrot and how they joined and how you can do the same thing in your own business. Because what we've done here at Carrot, while it is unique to our culture, like what we've built is uniquely Carrot culture, you can build your own culture as well and take these cues, take these tips, take the conversations from our team members and infuse them into how you build your culture moving forward too. Now, with that said, the audio is a little bit weird. I literally just pulled out my cell phone. We weren't planning on recording a podcast at that time. I pulled out my cell phone, kind of like pointed it towards people. So my voice is definitely a little bit louder. Levi was sitting next to me. His was came through good. But Josh and I think Grady and maybe Tim's a little bit too, are a little bit quieter. So just kind of bear with us there. If this is your first episode of the Carrot Cast, this is not how all of them are. This is kind of a special, fun one. But hopefully you get some great information, some great content as you're listening to this episode of the Carrot Cast, a special one, behind-the-scenes conversation in our office, end of the week of Carrot Camp, talking about culture, hiring, people, joy in your work, the whole shebang. So enjoy.
So I've actually got this recording going, and we're going to record a little podcast. We'll see how it goes. So everyone listening to this episode of the Carrot Cast, it's going to be a little bit of an unconventional episode. I'm in the Carrot office right now, late Friday afternoon, closing time. Week of Carrot Camp. I've got two of my kids in here with me, McKinley and Colton. So you're going to hear a little bit of kid voices in the background. We've got Tim in here from Delaware.
What's up?
Tim says, what's up? We'll kind of pass around, have a little convo here for a few minutes. We've got Grady from Philly, Carrot team member. We've got Josh from here in Roseburg.
Hello.
We've got Levi here in Roseburg. And we just wrapped up Carrot Camp week, and it was kind of fast and furious. It was a blast. Lots of people here this week. It was crazy, crazy fun. But now, you know, we've been talking even the last 15 minutes about kind of the things moving forward in the next 3 months and what we're tackling. And specifically with Grady, like how can we make sure to get people into the spots where their talent's best used? You know, that's always an issue that I've found in business is how do you make sure you're unleashing people? But anyway, toss it around. Oh, Alexa's in here too. Alexa said hi from Amazon. But tossing around the room, Tim Grady, I know you guys don't get to spend every day here in Carrot HQ. Hey guys, if you're going to do Alexa, let's go outside of the room, okay? Okay. Apparently the kids think we need some podcast background music.
Music.
That's right. But Grady, Tim. Okay. Hey, Colton, either you're going to be in the podcast or you need to go play somewhere else, okay, big guy? McKinley's in it. She's in it. But Tim Grady, kind of how was it spending a week out here in Carrot HQ, just getting to work around the team, work in the environment, things like that?
Okay. It was great. I keep saying I wish I could move out here. This lovely place and lovely town, lovely people. And I love working here. You know, it's much more fun than working from my office at home back in Delaware. So I was undercover. I was an undercover care employee at Care Camp as well. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool. See both sides of everything. And I loved Care Camp. Everybody was there. And the people here are equally as great. I'm very sad I'm leaving, you know, tonight.
And so I didn't mention it. We cracked a little bottle of Woodford Reserve from... One second, got some stuck in my windpipe. Some Woodford Reserve from Carrot Camp, for a longtime Carrot customer, Bo Hollis, out of Louisville, Kentucky. And that's amazing. So, Bo, if you're listening to this, man, appreciate you. Really, really good stuff. We're just kind of passing this around the room. Not passing the bottle around the room. That sounds weird. But Grady, man, what? I know this isn't your first time to Carrot HQ. It wasn't yours either, Tim. But kind of, you've been with us for...
Since February.
Yeah, not quite a year, about three quarters of a year. But the good, the bad, all that kind of stuff, kind of how has your time been here at Carrot? What have you learned? What struggles have we kind of had? I know you're always a guy who challenges us in good ways. I like it. And sometimes we're, just because we're at a spot, we're not able to move sometimes as quick as we want to deploy some of those ideas that you've got in other people, but we're getting there. But kind of how have things been and what are you excited about moving forward?
I'll just say, I mean, it's been awesome being with Carrot. The, you know, being able to be part of a team that's super flexible, that allows me to, you know, bring up projects that I want to push, even though other people might push back. I like having that opportunity to be able to, you know, challenge in certain areas. Mm-hmm. But specifically this week, it was awesome to meet some of our, like, members that are really crushing it with our system. And it was really cool to see how they're doing that and, you know, be able to take that and apply it to, you know, for example, the new guide we're trying to put together, or, you know, some of the phone calls we do with new people coming on board and trying to help them at least understand what the potential is and how they can use Carrot to, like, achieve their own goals. So, yeah, it's been really fun being a part of a group that honestly wants to help their customers and members grow. And it's, you know, fun trying to help the team here grow. So,
dude, you were mentioning just hanging around with the Carrot campers and seeing and, you know, getting to meet those people. And that's my favorite thing about Carrot Camp. I know when you, like, add up the dollars and cents and the time we put into it, it doesn't make sense for us to do Carrot Camp. I think from the outside in, people will look at it going, hey, you know, they charge $3,000 and there's whatever it is, 10, 12 people there. We don't make money from Carrot Camp. We probably lose money because of the time, but, the reason it's so important, the reason I love it, is exactly what you mentioned. Like, we have a chance to get customers here. We get to hang out with them. We get to, I think we end up attracting to Carrot Camp, like, amazing, amazing people that are so, an amazing core value match too. And I know Grady had a chance to sit there in the mastermind room for most of the time and just hearing the ideas people are sharing and the things that people are doing is really, really cool. And I'm sure it kind of unleashes you to think even more. It's like, oh, man, so I heard this need over and over again. How do we serve that need with customers? Because you're a process guy big time, for sure. So you're heading back to Philly. We need to get back. Well, you're going to come back out here in January, so not too far from now. Yeah. Not too far from now. Pass over here. Mr. Josh, I need to – why don't you scoot that chair over here, man? Like, just fly over here. So Josh is our newest local guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Newest local. Well, yeah. You're a veteran now, man. But Josh came aboard, actually go to church together. And I know I saw you at our – dude, I remember it was like at the coffee shop. I'd always see you and your son all the time. And I had no clue what you did. I thought – I don't know. You must be an author or something because he's here every day. I'm not sure what kind of work he does. But it's been amazing having you come aboard slowly at the start as a contractor. Why don't you kind of tell people about your entry into Carrot and why you decided to do what you're doing here at Carrot now?
Well, Carrot was not a part of my future plans. I was in law enforcement for a long time, got an injury, ended up not being in law enforcement anymore. I was trying to build my own business, and I saw Carrot from a distance. I loved what I saw, but I didn't really consider it as someplace I could work. And then when the offer was out there and I applied, even then, I was still like, well, maybe I should do this part-time and do my own thing part-time building a business. But it was really about 6 hours into that first day working here, I was like, yeah, I want to be here.
Cool.
And it's just more and more ever since then. Came on full-time about a month ago as a full-time employee. And one thing I like about being here is most jobs you go to, there's things you don't like to do. There's a lot of work you're trying to get out of because you don't want to be at work anyway. But this time I've spent here, I see other people's jobs, different roles they fill, and almost everything. I'm like, oh, I want to do a little bit of that. Or, oh, I want to learn a little bit of that over there. And it makes work fun when you're working with people that are having a good time doing their jobs and they want to pull you into that.
Yeah. I love it. And I want to kind of bring up like culture and things like that here in a bit, because there's a lot of people listening to this that are real estate investors, our agents, are just entrepreneurs in general that I got a lot of questions on Instagram last night and at the Carrot Camp that were talking about team building, that were talking about culture, communication, things like that. I want to dig into that here in a bit. But Levi has been with us, shoot, almost 2 years now.
Almost 2 years,
right?
Yeah.
I want you to tell people kind of how you joined and then also like why you decided to join Carrot and what you do now.
Yeah, the story of me joining is a funny one. Me and Trevor had been in the same kind of church group for a while, and we hosted the Super Bowl party here at the Loft.
Right, yeah.
And I knew nothing about Carrot. This is the first time I'd been in the Loft and everything, and we were just kind of showing the tour, telling what Carrot was doing, and it was right about the time when I was finishing up my bachelor's degree. And you said we're going to be like hiring in a couple months, and I was like, that's something I could get aboard with. So I literally joined Carrot, not really knowing Carrot, but just joining because of Trevor and seeing his vision and the passion he has for people. And that's literally the reason I joined. It wasn't for real estate. It wasn't for software. It was just to join a company that I believed in that could help people, whether that is in real estate or personal or whatever it is. So that's kind of how I got started.
So one thing you brought up there is you joined a company not because you loved the thing that they were doing per se, but you loved more of what the company was about and what it represented. So I've seen a bunch of times, you know, even just recently, where clients of ours are asking about hiring. They ask, what are hiring tips and things like that? And it seems like they're always usually looking for tactical stuff. Where do I post a job description? What does that job description look like? I think they're always looking for a VA. Nothing wrong with VAs at all for certain things. But I think the one thing a lot of people are missing is they forget that they should be marketing to their team members the same way that they're marketing to a prospect, really making this job be attractive and be something they want to be at and stick to. And it can't be just about knocking down these leads or these deals, or these transactions. It needs to be about, I'm growing there. And it might not all be roses all the time. There's things we're struggling through. And sometimes when you're at the point where we are, you get slowed down by some things we're working on cracking through. But still, that's something I think a lot of people miss, is they're not building businesses or companies that truly are places that people want to work. They're building jobs with tasks to do. And so that's one thing I'll toss it to everyone listening to this, is if you're looking to build a team or looking to hire, you've got to build something that you're excited to come to work to. You've got to build something that actually means and matters something beyond the transaction. And you've got to build something that people are attracted to for the simple fact of they want to be a part of it, even if they don't know what that is, you know? So I'd love to kind of talk about culture a little bit with you guys. And I know, Tim, you've got a full-time job wholesaling houses. So you make a good income. You're coming to work with us and you're still having that going. But why is it that you chose to take time and deploy it over to Carrot when you could take that same time and deploy it back in your business or something else?
That's a big question. There's a few answers. I think for wholesaling is good, and I do make a good income. I do like having some stability, you know, like corporate stability, you say. Yeah, I don't consider this a corporate company, but yeah. So that's probably the least important reason. I think probably the second most important reason would be the people. I mean, when you're in wholesaling, unless you have a huge team in an office, which I don't, it can be lonely a lot. I know Seth at Care Camp was talking about that, and you were mentioning that too. So it's good for lifestyle, I think, to be around people that you like. I like everyone here. I've been here before. So I wanted to be part of that, especially you, Levi. And yeah, so I wanted to, you know, have more interactions and be a part of a team. You don't really feel like that a lot when you're in wholesaling. And the number one reason, I mean, my values are like exactly the same here. I like what you guys do. I wouldn't just work for a company just to be around people. I like this company. I didn't apply for any other jobs. I wanted to work here. I like what you guys are doing. It's not really about the money. It's more about, I just want to grow your company. I like what you guys are doing. So I
got a question for all of you guys. Tim brought up the values thing. I know I really hammer core values a lot. McKinley had a party foul. All right, go wash your hand and then come back with the washcloth, please. We talk about core values quite a bit and why it's really important to have core values in your business. But I think a lot of people think it's this cliche thing. You know, it's this poster on the wall. If you guys could see a video of what's going on in our office right now.
A mixture of whiskey and Play-Doh.
Yeah, Grady is playing with Play-Doh, whiskey, and a napkin. Not by choice, but he is.
Very
yeah, exactly. But talking about core values and culture, how did all of you guys in this room, how did you guys get a feeling for what our core values were? How did you get a feeling for what the culture was to a point to where you wanted to join? Like, it was a mixture of seeing these attributes or seeing these things displayed by our company. Was it that and talking with people in our company? Kind of what was it that made you go, man, they believe in the same things I believe in? Grady, I'm tossing you first, man.
I personally think it came from when I just looked at the About Us page on Carrot.com. I read everyone's profile, and it wasn't like the corporate stiff emails or like messages or anything. It was like, this is what I like to do. This is, you know, what I try to bring to the company. But you know, going back to like the hiring a team, I think you can create a position with a list of descriptions, and anyone can. You can bring anyone in to do that, but the most important part you're hiring for is someone that fits into the culture rather than just anyone can do that position. But you want to bring in people who fit with the other people and are trying to do the same things you're trying to do.
So Grady mentioned something I've mentioned 1,000 times, everybody. Get your about page. Awesome. Okay. Like it's not just me using data and a marketing play. It's like, people join our team, people join as customers because you tell people who you are and you tell people what you're about. And if you go to your about page, ask yourself that question, would you want to work with you based on what's on the about page? Does that really display what you're about and who you are? And I don't care what business you're in. I think everyone should be proud of what your about page says. Is your about page actually about you and what you're about? So that's really, really cool. What else? Josh?
You know, I read all the different core values, but what really struck me is this underlying theme in all the core values, and it was a theme of humility. And when I first started here, and my father-in-law and different people were asking me questions about being here, what do you like about it? I said, there's a humility underneath everything that happens, and I don't mean some fake loneliness and everybody talking poorly about themselves, but just if you look at the core values, most of them are purposefully not about you. They're not about us. They're about other people. They're others-centered. Mm-hmm. And that humility there was not just in the product and not just in the way it was presented, but also when I came on, when I was being trained, I didn't get that attitude from the people training me and the coworkers around me, like, they can't be bothered. They don't have time. It just hasn't been like that at all. So for me, I like that underlying value of humility.
Cool. I love it. Anybody else? Josh, Tim, or Levi, Tim? How'd you actually discover and be attracted to what we're about? Like, you guys mentioned core values and all that stuff.
I mean, I don't know if there's any one thing for me. Mm-hmm. I think the About Us page a little bit. The fact that you have a poster on your wall that lists the core values. But I mean, every company I feel like has a lot of, like, I have a core values page, but I don't think I live it as much as this company does. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest thing was probably you watching all your podcasts and all your videos.
Yeah.
You're always talking about it all the time. You're drilling it into our heads. And I think it's just, I mean, that's what sold me. And then I come out here and I meet everybody and everyone's like so dang nice. Like everyone's like so nice. Like I can't believe
it. As soon as you guys leave, it all changes.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But
no.
like I'm looking for someone I don't like and I can't find them, you know? So, to me, that's
maybe time.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, it's just the people are nice. That's, I just like hanging out with the people here. That's the main thing.
So there's that same thing. There's another lesson in there. Marketing lesson, you know, have it be what you may is Tim talked about repeating the same thing over and over again. Right. And I think people have used the word as mantra before, but at the end of the day, whether you're a parent, as my middle child Colton walks through here, or you're a coworker or an employee or the CEO of your company, it's really important to, number one, know what you're about. So we talked about core values, we talked about mission, vision. Number two, you have to repeat those things all the time and then actually live it, you know, obviously the majority of the time. And so when Tim talks about me repeating that stuff, it's because I actually like truly believe in it at my core, and I know it now. I live some better than others at times. Some of them I'm failing in and some of them I'm doing really well in, but they're always kind of that barometer to check and like, hey, this is what we aspire to and this is what we want to do. And I want to encourage everyone else to do the same. So it's cool that you caught on to that.
Also, I love it. They're not just others centered, but most of these values require a team. So you don't have to be the best at all, you know, because we're working together as a team. But you can't show gratitude if you don't have somebody to show gratitude to. Mm-hmm. So the team aspect is what makes all these really come alive.
I love it.
I also really appreciated, you know, when I came on that it wasn't purely about, you know, the money part. Like, we had the freedom as employees to approach people who probably might not even be the best members and just say, I don't know this is what you should be doing. Mm-hmm. I think that was cool to be part of the company that was like, actually care about what is in the best interest of them rather than what's like our top dollar. So mm-hmm. I thought that was one of the, just being able to actually help people in that regard.
I mean, it makes you feel good, right? Rather than feeling like you're trying to hit a quota, mm-hmm. and feeling like, okay, I've got to sell X amount of these. Well, the reason I'm so passionate about selling, like I love selling and I will sell the crap out of stuff, but I'll sell it when I believe in that thing so much that I know that they have to have it in order to succeed. I'm going to sell you harder than ever. Because I know this is what's going to help you get where you want to go. And sometimes you got to crack through that with that prospect, or it could even be an incoming team member that you know that this is exactly what they need. They've got a mental mind block for some reason that's getting in between them and their better future self. And I'm going to solve that by making the sale. There was an example today, a client of ours, Brandon, he's coming out to May Carrot Camp. And I could have really danced around the sales subject, but I was insanely clear. I'm like, hey, where are you guys looking to go? I knew that they had the capital to fund this purchase on the concierge side of it. And I'm like, dude, this was flat out what you guys need. I'm just going to tell you this, what you guys need, get this. It's going to help you provide this result. And because he trusts us, he trusts the ecosystem, then he made the purchase. But it's not about the purchase. It's, I would have felt like crap if we would have left that call knowing that Brandon wouldn't have bought that, because I'm like, I don't know how he's going to succeed then if he doesn't buy that. So I'm pumped to sell stuff. And I want to push that through the rest of our company too. It's like, never be shy of selling, but always be passionate about what you're selling and be passionate about helping the client get to their end result. If we do that and we're selling the thing that actually gets them there, amazing. Sell as hard as you can. But if you're not confident that's going to get them where they need to be, then like Grady's saying, tell them this probably isn't a fit and guide them to somewhere else in business or life or a completely different product that's going to help them get where they want to go. So I know we're a little over 5 o'clock wrapping up some, but this is good stuff, by the way. So next time you come to Carrot Camp, you're going to have to outdo yourself here. No, just kidding. What we're going to do is we're going to treat you when you come to Carrot Camp. So we appreciate it, man. Anything else you guys want to talk about in these last several minutes, team wise, Carrot Camp, the future, whiskey, anything?
Carrot Camp was great, and I heard a lot of the members that came discuss how it wasn't just masterminds and meetings, but it was those times standing by the river, you know, eating barbecue, talking, where relationships were made and people were sharing best, you know, kept secrets and tips for their industry. And I just saw the effect that had, and some of the best times were the ones that weren't planned.
Oh, totally. It's the connection, right? Like this right here, what we're doing here. That was some of the campers' favorite times, they were saying. It's like we manufacture time to actually get people to connect, and that's what it's about. I love it.
An example, success for Care Camp is Bo. Coming back to Bo, I mean, one of the things that he shared that he needed help with, like he was a one-man show. He's killing it, but he's mm-hmm. a one-man show, and he, you know, wants to free himself up a little bit for other things. I saw him on Facebook yesterday, posted a live video trying to hire somebody.
I saw that, man. Yeah, that was awesome.
I was like, next day, man, going mm-hmm. for it, like already executing what we talked about. So
that dude's an action taker, man.
Yeah,
he's like,
right away.
Oh, dude.
But I think it's a testament partially to Care Camp because it kind of drills in. It's not just like, oh, go do this. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you already knew that, but it's like, yeah. It hits the why and the purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's like the main thing about Care Camp. It's like he's like probably more clear about why he needs to do it.
Yep. So, I love it.
One of the, it seemed like kind of a theme for a lot of the investors at Care Camp this year was kind of scaling mm-hmm. and growing their businesses. And so I think what you were touching on is that culture. And even if you're just a solo operation like Bo is, you want to hire somebody, just have that culture. And yeah. whether that's just yourself, but kind of building that brand of yourself into a culture that people want to join. Like when I joined, like I said, it was mainly for you because I didn't know anything about Carrot. But then I did my research, and I'm a big podcast guy, so I listened to CarrotCast a bunch, and hearing like how Carrot was changing other people's lives, and we say changing people's family trees, was just incredible. And so that was a company that I knew I could easily hop on and work for. So I think when all those Carrot campers are wanting to scale up, it's just establishing that culture that people want to be a part of.
It's not easy, but it's like that to me is where business gets fulfilling, because I've grown businesses before that made good money and padded the bank account, but at the end of the day, it always felt empty. On day two, I did that exercise, the Ikigai exercise. I don't know if you guys saw that. If not, I'll do it. I should do it for the team members too. But I did that because of the conversations people were having the first day. Like, I wasn't planning on doing that exercise on day two, and I was planning on doing a different one. And so I started talking to a bunch of people. And I could just tell the majority of them were in that bottom spot that I pointed out. And I think that's very common. It's not a knock. It's like it's insanely common for high achieving people in general to be in that spot where you're doing work that pays you well. You're good at the thing. I can't remember what the third one is, but the symptoms of it were basically that you're doing well, but you have this massive sense of emptiness, is I think it would have said, like emptiness in what you're doing in your work. And that's really common as entrepreneurs. So if you're doing well financially, possibly, and you feel like you're doing, you know, man, I'm good at what I do and I'm doing well, and it's a solid vocation, but you're like, man, there's got to be something else. You need to check out something called Ikigai, I-C-K-I-G-A-I, maybe?
I-K?
There we go, I-K.
I-K-I-G-A-I.
Yep, it is I-K-I-G-A-I. It's a Japanese term that basically, if you go through this process, it's kind of, you know, your Ikigai is your reason for getting out of bed in the morning. It's why you get out and do it. And go check it out. I think you'll really, really love it. But that was kind of day two. And yeah, I wasn't planning on doing that. But it was after talking with a lot of the people at camp. I'm like, man, I could totally help them make more money. But if you add, like, money's an amplifier. You add money to a situation, it amplifies what's already there. It amplifies the bad in the situation, it amplifies the good in the situation. If you're someone who's already a giver, it's going to make you give more money, and it's going to make a bigger impact. If you're somebody who's already a spender, it's going to make you spend more money. If you're someone who is already just evil and you're not a nice person, it's probably going to make you more evil and not nice, because now you have bigger reach with that. And so I want to make sure that all the money that you guys are out there growing and getting, that it's amplifying the good things. It's amplifying, you know, more time with family, more time with friends. It's amplifying a better fitness and health lifestyle. It's not making it worse. And it's hard. It's a hard balance as an entrepreneur. Any other comments, fellas?
I have one question for you,
yes,
Trevor. What, if you had to pick one thing that you're most proud of about Carrot, what would it be?
It's hard, but I don't know. Like, my one thing has turned into four things. You guys know. Like, I have a really, really tough time distilling down. Yeah. But if I were to pick one thing, this isn't because you guys are in the room. I was in my Friday mentor session with Seth Buackley here a little bit ago at 1:30. Every Friday that we're in town, we have a 1:30 mentor session together. And so we were talking about what he's been doing, what we've been doing, broke down Carrot Camp a lot. And I'm not a guy. I grew up in a German Catholic family. No one cries in that family, right? It's like no one ever. I never saw my grandpa ever have any emotion. My dad said that, you know, my grandpa finally told him he loved him when he was like 80 years old. It's like the last 3 or 4 years. It's just that kind of farm, you know, farm family, German Catholic. Yeah, so I was talking with Seth, and he was talking about kind of, you know, what was the biggest impact at Carrot Camp. And there were campers coming up to me after it and during it that were just raving about the team. And they were just raving about, you know, oh my gosh. And that, you know, I loved Carrot before I got here. But then once I came here and met each person and saw how they interacted with us and how they interacted with you and just how they just loved and enjoyed what we're doing here, that you, they go, man, like that's what had me have full buy-in to the company, is meeting the people, not Trevor, but meeting the people, everyone else. And then Seth and I got to talk about my favorite thing that I've been doing the last 1, 2, 3, 4 months. And it's been really cool seeing, I've had to change some of my patterns, but seeing the team members step up and like working as hard as I can to grow you guys and to get out of the way, because I'm always in the way. And that's the part that's my favorite, man. That's the part that I'm the most proud of, is the team that we've built, the people that are in the team, the people that those people are, that they're becoming, and that they already are. And I'm just so proud to associate myself with all of you guys, number one. But that's fun, because business by itself is pretty boring, man. Like, I've had money before and it was empty. And I think when you do it right and you build an amazing team and you truly add value to the market, and you have something that is of true value that people really need, then the money and the finances end up coming. But friendships, relationships, culture, having true mission is worth way more than a dollar in the bank. I can tell you that. So that's part of the most proud of. And now I'll give a backup answer. I'm really competitive, athlete growing up and stuff. So I am insanely proud of just all that this company's accomplished from the actual product perspective. You know, I never ever thought that we could penetrate the market the way that we have. Like, that wasn't one of my thoughts. It was like, let's just be the best in the world and let's deliver a true great solution. And the result of that was, oh my gosh, we got like 4 times more customers in this market than I ever thought we could. So I'm pretty darn proud of that, that we followed our intuition at the start and we said, we're going to grow this company the hard way. It's not going to be the easy way of sending emails and doing ads and doing this. We're going to grow it the hard way. We're going to solve a problem. We're going to be the best in the world at solving the problem. And we're going to do it in a way that is out of the ordinary, that people talk about it, that people share it, that people are proud to work with this company. We're going to hammer into each and every one of us so hard that we just won't stop until everyone compares their experience with Carrot with any business they ever work with after. And go, if that small company from Roseburg can deliver an experience this way, this company over here in Miami should do the same. And that's what I want people to do. So that's number two.
That's a great answer.
Thanks, man. Well, we'll wrap this episode, but I appreciate you guys hanging out here a little bit after work. I know you guys got to grab dinner. You guys are flying out tomorrow. So we'll give the farewell here in a second. But it's not a goodbye. It's a we'll see you later in January retreat. So I'm pumped about that. But if anyone's looking at joining Carrot Camp, you know, we just opened the spots on that a couple days ago. We are limiting them just like we always do. It's about 12, 13, 14, 15, depending on the people that we get. 15 is max. We physically can't. There's no space for 15 or more. So I think 12 or 13 was about perfect. We've already got 4 or 5 that are solidified. So go to carrotcamp.com if you want to join us. There are qualifications. So if you're a newer investor or agent, we would love to have you, but this isn't the event for you. Okay. We would love to have you, but this isn't the event for you. So this is limited to people that are active, that are ideally already, they already have, not ideally, it's a hard line. You have a 6-figure business or more. Well, probably more than half the people in that room are 7-figure companies, if I had to guess. And then another big swath were, you know, 500,000 or more. Everybody was a 6-figure earner, which is amazing. So that's number one. Number two is we want to see you guys grow. Like, as people, you have to be willing to come and open up. You have to be willing to come and grow as a person, be challenged in your business model, and not just be looking for more leads and more deals. So go to carrotcamp.com, grab a spot before they sell out. We're going to send emails on that to the wait list probably the next week or two. So we'd be pumped to see you here at last. We're always looking to hire an amazing people. So look at our careers page, go to oncarrot.com/careers see if there's any open positions there that might kind of float your boat. Or if there's not, connect with our team. And if you're the right culture match, we're always looking for spots so we can add amazing people. So connect with us there. But Grady, Tim, you guys have safe travels back.
Thank you.
Be pumped to see you here shortly. Excited to have you guys in the team, and Josh and Levi as well. I get to see you guys a lot more often. But everyone listening to this podcast, hope you enjoyed kind of a behind the scenes look at it. A little bit of a whiskey and, you know, just chat. Thanks once again, Bill Hollis, for the whiskey, man. It's amazing. But a little bit of chat about Carrot Camp, decompressing the week, culture, team, all that kind of stuff. If you enjoy this kind of podcast, let us know and give us a rating and review. We'd love the feedback. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Bo just jumped on.
Facebook live in it?
Yeah.
But we're recording a podcast as we're speaking. As we're speaking, Bill, we're recording a podcast, enjoying some whiskey, dude. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's awesome, by the way. So thank you. You're a gentleman and a scholar. But everyone listening to this podcast, thank you guys. Go give us a rating and review. And we love y'all. We'll talk soon.
I hope you enjoyed this special, weird little episode of the Carrot Cast. Like I said, if this is your first episode, go back and listen to other episodes of the Carrot Cast. We're, I think 115, 120 episodes in now, and we've interviewed some of the biggest and most successful investors in the country to date. We've had tons of just my personal insights in my Trevor Truck Talk. So I'm actually recording this on the way to the airport right now in my truck. But, you know, insights from my journey as an entrepreneur. And I think everybody can leverage some of my learning, some of my failings, some of my things that we're doing right in your own business, no matter the type of business you have. Okay, if you're a real estate agent, if you're a real estate investor, I don't care what business you're in. If you're selling toilets or doing, you know, if you're a trucking business, I just drove by a trucking business here on the road. It doesn't matter. We're all entrepreneurs. We all go through similar struggles. We all go through similar things. And there's oftentimes similar answers to those things. Okay, so check out the other episodes of the Carrot Cast. Just go to carrotcast.com or find us on iTunes and give us a rating and review while you're over there. I always love seeing those. I read every single rating, every single review, and they all fire me up. The more amazing ratings we have over there, the more we get our message out there to people. iTunes and Spotify and all those places, just rank your podcast higher when you have great ratings. Please, if you've enjoyed the podcast, if you've ever gotten any value out of it in exchange for the time you've put into it, please head over there right now. Take 30 seconds. And please give us a rating and review of what you thought. All right. Also, one other thing I'm going to toss out to you. If you are potentially looking at a change in career and you might want to join the Carrot team, we're hiring. Now, the positions are always changing. So go to oncarrot.com/careers, oncarrot.com/careers. We've hired probably six or seven or eight people that are, you know, full-time employees now from our customer list. And we always love bringing in clients into the fold as a full-time Carrot team member if the fit's right. So check out and see what positions we might have open right now on carrot.com/careers. And hopefully this episode gave you a little bit of inspiration on how to grow your company, how to really create an amazing and intentional culture. And if you're thinking about Carrot Camp, check it out. The doors are open. Go to carrotcamp.com, and you can be at the next Carrot Camp and enjoy and experience the Carrot culture from the inside out. We'll talk soon. Have an amazing and inspired rest of the week.